Hey guys, what's going on? Arthur Anthony here. it's been a while, but there's like a lot of stuff going on right now in my life, you know, my family's life. So we just moved, you know, and I'm currently transitioning out of the military, and there's like so much stuff that's going on right now that it's been crazy, guys. But I'm back. I don't think I'll be posting as frequently as I used to. But thankfully, now Nancy, she's been still at it, and she's still been, you know, putting out episodes for you guys. So, but thank you guys for still supporting. We're not gone. We are still here. We're just going through stuff right now, and so at least I am right now. And so, you know, life happens. Things happen in life, and when those things arise. You just have to try to overcome them and still, try to, you know, do your passion or, follow your passion or what you want to do. So thanks again, guys, for listening as always, but on to the topic. Today we're talking about emotional recovery. But before I even start that, so if you guys don't know, I love just sitting in my car and watching it rain. I don't know, I'm so weird. But there's something so calming about rain, you know? Like, I mean, like when it's like drizzling, not like thunderstorms or anything, but it's just been, you know, there's something calming about it that I like. So in the background, you're going to hear like raindrops and stuff, but that's because I like the rain. I don't know, something about it. So today we're talking about emotional recovery. So you've gone through, a lot of people, they go through stuff, right? Like, you go through a divorce, you go through a breakup, somebody dies in your life, you get fired. Anything can happen that causes you to break down, you know? So, but the thing is, there are certain people that can influence your recovery as well. Number one is definitely you. Like, you have to be ready to emotionally recover first before anybody else can help you. And once you're ready, hopefully you have people that are around you that can help. So the three types of people that can influence your recovery actually are, so you have your supportive people, you know, neutral people, and you have people that are destructive. So supportive, as the name implies, they're the people that are there for you. They listen to you. They don't judge, you know, and they don't overstep their advice that they try to give, you know. But there are, so that though you have to be careful with that, because some supportive people are people that just like they pretend like they're listening, but they're not really listening, you know, to what you're trying to say, and then they just try to give advice like real quick so they can solve the problem. It's not like that. Like if that person is supportive, sometimes you just need them to sit there and listen to what you have to say. And then if you ask them for advice, they can give you advice. But the thing is, you have to be careful with supportive people, in your life sometimes. And then you also have, your neutral people. So neutral people or neutral friends or, you know, family, they don't necessarily like support you, but they don't make the situation worse either. So they kind of just try to like they're there, but they just back out, and they don't really provide that substance that you need, like that feedback that you need sometimes. And so they just remain neutral, like the name implies. But the thing is, with the neutral people you have in your life, it can go either way. They can go down or they can go up. Up is supportive. Down is destructive or just negative people in your life. So don't just dismiss the neutral people. Just you know, give them time and see where they're gonna go. And if they're not going to be going up to support you, then you definitely know that they're not the ones that you need to help you mentally recover. And then you have, I don't want to say destructive people, but the people that just don't add anything to your life. Like, and they, every time you say something, you know, about you, about your life, or you, about your recovery, they say something negative. They always undermine you. And, or they take over, like, what you're trying to tell them. Like, so you'll try to explain your situation, and then they'll just have to one-up you. And then they make it all about them instead of focusing on you, you know, helping you recover. And those are the people that you don't want. And if, like, and if they're just telling you to, like, just get over it, you know, just go ahead, just start living life again. So it's not that easy. It's not that easy, especially when it's emotional, you know? And so you just have to steer away from those people and try to find people that will support you, that will give you advice when you need it. And then, just be there to support you. And those people can be your family, friends, your husband, wife, even your kids, you know? So just find those people that are supportive and keep the destructive, you know, or I don't want to say destructive, but people that don't add, that are not helping you recover emotionally. So today, you know, you can just go back and, just look at your life and see who's being supportive in your life. Like, write it down. See who's a neutral person, you know, in your life, and then see who's not adding, who's not helping you emotionally recover. And then you can know who you want to steer to in order for them to help you. Well, that's it for today, guys. Like I said, a lot of things going on right now. I got to get back to blogging again, and I got to put the website back up, because the website's down right now too, since I've been busy with all this. But again, thanks to Nancy for helping out during the time when I was really, really busy and going through other stuff. So like I said, but we're still on social media, so if you'd like to follow us, send us a question, or talk to us, you can always send us a message on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And our handles for those are LifeCope LLC. Real easy. Or if you'd like to email us, you can email us at bam3@lifecopeapp.com. bam3@lifecopeapp.com. So that's it for today, guys. Got some more stuff to go take care of today. But like I said, if you're going through stuff, don't let that take control of you, which is happening to me right now, and I've let it rule my life. So I'm gonna get back into you know, doing these episodes again, and then giving you guys hopefully there's somebody out there that can benefit from the advice that we give on here. There was one more thing I was gonna say. Oh yeah, so to military members, if you are in the military, please never move yourself. Because, oh man, my wife and I just moved, bought a house and moved. But we did it ourselves because the military can't move, because it's not a PCS move. So if you're going to, try your hardest not to move yourself, if possible, because let me tell you, it's been like 2 or 3 weeks now and we are still struggling. But then again, we're older, so... All right, guys, that's it. I'll see you guys later. Bye.